Of the Lord this morning.
We certainly miss Sister Bethany. You can feel it and understand it with the singing. Amen. And you know, Christians sing so much. There's not another religion in the world that has as much singing as Christians do. Amen. And so many songs. That ought to tell you something right there, brother. Hallelujah. I've got a reason to sing and a reason to rejoice. But I appreciate everybody getting in this morning and singing the Sunday school classes. Appreciate everybody being here. Glad to have Ricky and Brady and James with us today. And glad to have Ken with us today. God bless you for being here. Let's go, amen, this morning to the book of Mark chapter 16. Glad to have Arthur here today too. It's been a while since he's been here. Good to see Elaine here this morning. Amen. And I'm glad to be here. Amen. Glad to see everybody here today. When I go down to Bradshaw, I only go once a month, Bradshaw State Jail. And sometimes I'll miss a month, you know, maybe Brother Adolph or somebody fill in for me. And so it seems like it's been a long time, you know, if I miss a month, it'd be like 2 months. And so when I get there, I say, hey, it's good to see you. I said, yeah, I know. Where have y'all been? You know, at the state prison. I said, I know. Where have y'all been? I hadn't saw y'all in a while. They say, we've been right here. We ain't went nowhere. Where you been? Sometimes I've been gone and stuff. I say, man, where have y'all been? I say, well, Brother Sam, we've been right here. Where you been? Luke chapter 16 and verse number 14. The Bible says, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be in your house. Pray, Lord, that you bless us today with your word. Lord, your word is always a blessing. But I pray for that special blessing, Lord, that touches us, and lifts us up, and just glorifies your name, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning about unbelief. The Bible said he upbraided them with their unbelief. This word upbraided simply means reproved them or rebuked them. Jesus has risen from the dead. Amen. Here in Mark chapter 16, it tells about Mary Magdalene and them going down there very, very early in the morning, and the stone was rolled away. Amen. The angel had said unto them, he's not here, but he's risen. Go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter. Amen. They went out and told them, and they wouldn't believe those that had saw the Lord. They wouldn't believe. So when Jesus appears unto the 11, they sat there, the Bible said they sat at meat, they was eating, and Jesus upbraided them, rebuked them for their unbelief. Amen. And I believe that God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, has rebuked for us for our unbelief. I know that I've seen the Lord work before in my life. I've seen the Lord work in your life. I've seen the Lord bless each different ones, and I've seen God do mighty things and amazing things. Amen. And it is a shame. We deserve to be rebuked, church, when we doubt God.
We deserve, amen, to be upbraided for our unbelief, because we ought not to ever doubt God when we've seen all that He has done. Thank you, Jesus. He said, he that believeth, amen, and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Listen, unbelief brings a damnation that causes us to lose out with God forever and ever and ever. Belief brings, amen, great things from God. Hallelujah. I believe God this morning. How about you? And I want to believe Him more. Like that man told him, he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. God, take my unbelief right out of me. I want to believe God greater now than I ever have in my life. I want to trust God in a greater way than I ever had in my life. Not just to get something free, not just to get some kind of great, you know, blessing, because there's all kinds of blessings in God. Amen. But I want God to move in my life and do His will and whatever His purpose is. Amen. I want to believe God. Hallelujah. And so unbelief is a great sin. It's a mighty sin. It costs us so much. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he couldn't do no mighty works in his hometown simply because of their unbelief. They didn't believe God, and so he couldn't do nothing great there. And you know, unbelief stops the hand of God. Amen. God wants to work many times, but he can't, because we won't believe him and we won't let him and we won't trust him. I want to trust God more than I ever have before, and I believe that we can. Hallelujah. We can trust God greater than we have before. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Glory to God. Overcoming power with believing God. Overcoming the devil with believing God. Listen, we live in a wicked world where evil is on every hand. But saints of God, the believer has power. Amen. We've got power with God and power with man. Power to overcome the evil. Thank you, Jesus. He said, amen, in my name shall they cast out devils. I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There's power over the devil in the name of Jesus. There's power over the demons in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Cast them out. Thank you, Jesus. We need to cast out the devil. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And get rid of it. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. I know some people take this scripture wrong. Amen. I'm not going to play around with serpents or poison. Amen. But I believe that there's enough power in God, amen, to overcome any type of a snake or serpent. Amen. I'm not going to bring them in the church house. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to kill them as soon as I can. But I tell you what, like old brother Paul, amen, that snake come out of that fire and bit him on the hand. Hallelujah. Paul just shook him off in the fire and didn't hurt no harm. Amen. And didn't feel no harm. I never read where Paul picked up that snake and started shouting, did you? I never read where Paul picked up that snake and put his bare foot on his head. Amen. I never read where Paul, amen, grabbed that snake and wrapped around his head and started preaching. Amen. Because it wasn't the will of God for him to, you know, take up serpents that way. Amen. But I knew one guy. He said that years ago, they're having revival, and this lady got saved, and her husband got mad, amen, because she got saved at the Holiness Church, and he knew what that meant. Amen. There's going to be a whole lot less sinning and a whole lot more praying in his wife. Come on, church. Hallelujah. And they said he went out, him and some boys went out, and a man said, I was in that service, said, as a little boy, said, they come in there and said, they opened the windows and threw them snakes in that church. Said, we're praising God, worshiping God. And he said that pastor went over, grabbed that snake and threw it right back out the window. Amen. Went over and grabbed another one, grabbed and threw it right back out the window. Said he went and grabbed every one of them, threw them right back out the window. Amen. That's the place for the snakes, is on the outside of the church, not on the inside of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And poison, I'm not going to drink no poison on purpose. The Bible said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He give us more sense than that. I'm telling you, if something happens on accident, I know that God's able to protect us. God's able to make us immune. I believe God. Do you believe God today, church? I hope that somebody, amen, that comes in this place today, amen, every one of us will leave out of here believing God like we've never believed God. Amen. I believe in divine healing. I believe in power over the devil. I believe that the saints of God have power over the devil. He didn't say that the preachers will cast out devils. Amen. He said, them that believe, they'll cast out devils. In my, I don't want to have a heart that's hard toward God or hard toward His Word. The Bible talks about the children of Israel being stiff-necked and hard-hearted. Listen, God, amen, hallelujah, was trying to reach His people. Amen. And God's trying to reach us today. God will allow things to happen to us. And they're not always good things. Amen. But I don't ever want it to make it where it hardens my heart. Amen. You know, the same heat, the same sun that hardens clay, it'll melt wax. It's the same heat. And you know, one person will go through a problem or a sickness. And listen, sometimes it's hard to understand. I know that. I've seen saints of God go through things. I shook my head and said, God, I don't understand why you letting this happen. Amen. Why you let this hurt in this way. But listen, I don't want to get a hard heart towards God. I don't want to get bitter towards God. Amen. Instead, I want it to make me soft and humble before Him. The Bible said, a broken and a contrite spirit, O God, thou wilt not despise. Amen. He said He upbraided them for their with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Amen. There's a time in the Bible that tells us about Pharaoh, that Moses went in there and said, let my people go. Amen. And Pharaoh, the Bible said, Pharaoh hardened his heart. You know, the Bible tells us that God hardened Pharaoh's heart too, all the way to the end until he killed Pharaoh. But if you read those scriptures first, amen, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Amen. And oh, many times if we harden our heart, amen, God may get in there and harden it more. I don't want my heart to ever be hardened before God. But instead, I want to believe Him. Amen. Here were these disciples. Amen. And He upbraided them with the hardness of their heart. I want God to soften my heart. Don't you? Amen. No matter what comes my way, no matter what comes your way, let us always trust God. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation, the righteous judgments of God. Oh, God, help us. Amen. God leads us to repentance. And many times if we don't respond to that repentance, God may harden our heart. Amen. God has the power to soften and God has the power to harden. But listen, He lets us make our own choice. Amen. We don't have to believe God. We don't have to believe His Word. We don't have to have faith in God. Oh, but I sure want to. I want to believe the Lord. Amen. I want to believe Him more now than ever. God, have Your way in my life. God, have Your way in my family. God, have Your way in my church. God, have Your way in my ministry. Amen. And it may not go the way I want it to, but I don't want to have a hard heart. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 3, amen, and verse number 8, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, which is the day of temptation. Listen, God will test us. Amen. God will see what we're going to do. God will let us go through trials. Yes, He will. He'll let bad things happen to us. Amen. But brother and sister, let it always cause us to run to God. Amen. Because He's the dearest friend I've ever had. Hallelujah. There's no safer place than under the wings of the Lord. Amen. Harden not your hearts as in the day day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart. They have not known my ways. I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Listen, God said, go into the land of Canaan. But they said, we're not able. Amen. There's no way we can. They didn't believe God, church. Amen. They had just came out of Egypt, and God had turned the water into blood. God had turned the sun into darkness. Amen. God had killed all the firstborns. Amen. But the blood on the doorpost, hallelujah. Amen. Church, the blood on the doorpost protected, amen, all of God's people. I want to tell you something. You can kill an old goat and put the blood on the doorpost, and it won't do you no good. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you get the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of your house, amen, the devil can't cross the bloodline. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. I believe God. The devil can't cross the bloodline. You know what we need? We need the blood of Jesus covering our house. We need the blood of Jesus covering our family. Amen. I want God to protect my children. Amen. I don't have grandchildren, but you got grandchildren this morning. Don't you want the blood of Jesus to protect your grandchildren? Amen. Your family. You know how? Through the blood. Oh, they had seen all of those things, and yet they still didn't believe God.
Listen, we're not following fake stories this morning. It's real. I've seen God move. You have too. I've seen God answer prayer. I've seen God deal with hearts and line things up. I might not have known at the time, but by the time it got through, I knew it was God. That was God doing that. Amen. The children of Israel came out of Egypt. Amen. They walked on dry land through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Walked right through there. Amen. God had given them water out of the rock. All of these things. And God said, go into the land of Canaan. And they went in there and they would not believe God. Amen. And God swear. He promised. He said, I will not let them go in. They're going to die in this wilderness. Oh, church, but there was two men. You know their names. There was two men. There was Joshua and Caleb that believed God. Hallelujah. I said they believed God. Amen. I want to be in that number that believed God. Amen. They said we're well able to go up. Amen. I know they're a lot bigger than us. I know the problems you've got to today is a lot bigger than you. I know the problems that we've got today is bigger than us. Amen. But they're not bigger than God. I hope my voice don't bother y'all too bad this morning, but I feel like preaching. I know it's scratchy. Amen, but hallelujah. Amen, I believe God. There used to be this older sister in our church when I was young, and she'd say, when your trouble gets bigger than God, you're in big trouble. Hallelujah. When your trouble gets bigger than God, you're in big trouble. But listen, Goliath may be 10 foot tall, but he's not bigger than my God. Amen, hallelujah. The fire may be 7 times hotter, but we're not careful to answer thee in this matter, O King. Be it known unto thee that the God that we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. I'm talking about believing God this morning. The children of Israel wouldn't believe him. Amen. And their heart was hardened. Listen, when you don't believe God, your heart gets hard. Hey, man, I want to believe the Lord. Listen, we may not always understand everything, but I still trust God. Hallelujah. I trust him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I know it seems long and hard, but I trust him. Amen. Y'all remember, amen, there was a story told about this island that this storm came and this boat wrecked. Amen. And they had a lifeboat and there was only room for so many.
and the captain took off, and they had to leave some on that island. And he said, I will come back and get you. I'll come back. Amen. I'll go get a ship and I'll come back and get you. There was no way they could all go. Hallelujah. Amen. But before he could come back, the story is that winter set in and the sea froze over. Amen. Oh, amen. The heart of those men become weak. They couldn't believe that he would come. The story says that there was one man who was best friends with that captain, and he had left him, amen, kind of in charge of that group. Amen. That man kept telling them, listen, I know you don't know the captain like I do. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's a man of his word, and he's going to come back and get us. Amen. He said he would come back. Amen. I believe him. He's going to come back and get us. Amen. I know sometimes we say, amen, I don't know about what the Lord said. Amen. But just find you a grandma somewhere or somebody that's real close to God, and they'll tell you, kind of like that man on that island. Amen. I know you don't know the captain like I know him, but I know him. He's a man of his word. And if the Lord said it, he's going to do it. They said some of them committed suicide. Amen. But as many as he could hold together, he held through that long winter. Amen. And then when the ice broke, amen, here come a ship that sailed to that island. And the friend said, I told you. I told you he'd come get you. I told you my friend wouldn't let us down. I know here at Old Paths this morning, everything might be froze over, so to speak. Amen. You might be down. Everything might look like bad news. Amen. But there'll come a day that the ice will melt and the Lord will come through one more time. Somebody wrote a song and said the Lord came through. Amen. He always comes through. God's going to come through for you. I don't want a hard heart. I believe God. Amen. The Bible tells us that he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs chapter 28. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Proverbs 29. And one, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Church, we need a soft heart before God that humbles ourselves under God's hand and says, Lord, I may not understand it, but I trust you. You know, Job didn't know what we know. Job had never read Job chapter 1. Job didn't know what we know. He had never read it. It wasn't written yet. Amen. Church, we've got the Bible to look to. We've got testimonies to look to. Job didn't know that the devil had went before God. And God said, hey, devil, have you considered Job? And the devil said, oh, it's just because he's got all those possessions. Hallelujah. And Job said, or the devil, and God said, touch his possessions, but don't touch him. Job didn't know that, Brother Richard. We know it, but Job didn't know it. The devil went out, you know, when here come a messenger, and while he was yet talking, here come a messenger. While he was yet talking, the Bible said Job arose, shaved his head, amen, put on ashes, amen, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. How do you think the devil felt about that? The devil's the one took it. He didn't even get no glory for taking it. Woo! Hallelujah. Sometimes we come in church and we give the devil a little bit too much glory. Hallelujah. Job didn't say the Lord gave and the devil took away. Even if he would have said it, it would have been true, church. But instead he said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what? I heard a song the other day and say, I may have lost this and I may have lost that, but I never lost my praise. Amen. Sound like Brother Job wrote that song. He said, I may have lost my cattle, but I haven't lost my praise. I may have lost my children, but I haven't lost my shout. I may have lost everything. Amen. But I haven't lost my praise. You know why? Because he believed God. Amen. Church, when we really believe God, instead of our heart getting hard, it'll get soft before God. Amen. We can't always stop the trial. We can't always stop the bad news. We can't always stop things from happening. Amen. But oh God, God, let my heart be to the place that when something bad happens, instead of my heart getting hard, let my heart get softer. Hallelujah. Amen. Like Job said, amen, talking about belief, he said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust in him. God, if you kill me, I'm still going to believe in you. Hallelujah. That's real faith. That's real trust. Amen. And that's what we can have today. The Bible says, he that believeth shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. There's damnation, friend. Listen, you don't have to believe it. There'll come a day you when you will believe it, but you don't have to believe it. That don't mean that it's not true. Just because you don't believe something or I don't believe something doesn't change the fact. We've got this idea like we're God or something. We're not God. Amen. It's real. Hallelujah. I said it's real, young people. It's real today. God is real. He's on the throne. Amen. He that believeth not shall be damned. There's a damnation that comes for those who will not believe God's Son, Jesus Christ. He sent his son. Those that reject his son, amen, have no hope for eternal life. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 3. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Verse 36. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. I want to believe God. Lord, help me to believe you more than ever in my life. Lord, help me to believe you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to believe God. Church, I want to believe God. I want to believe Him. Listen, when God says it, we need to believe Him. And when God don't say it, we need to believe Him. When we can't hear Him, and we can see God's work, and He don't explain it to us, we need to believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just lift our hands right now? Ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this service. God, help me to believe. I know this is simple preaching today, but I want to believe God. I want to believe Him. Even when I don't understand Him, I want to believe Him. Even when I can't figure it out, listen, most of the walk you can't figure out. Hallelujah. It's past finding out. Hallelujah. John 3:16. God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, hallelujah, it might be a thief hanging on the cross, amen, about to draw his last breath, amen, hanging on the cross, dying for the sins that he's committed, amen, but he said, Lord, amen, hallelujah, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You know what he was doing when he said, Lord, that one word, amen, Lord, amen. The Bible said, no man calleth him Lord Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. When you really call Him Lord, you're saying you are who you say you are. I commit myself into your hand. And that thief was hanging on the cross, amen, just about to die, amen. But whosoever believeth, hallelujah, come on, church, whosoever believeth, amen. They didn't have time to bring him off the cross and baptize him, amen. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus, amen, saved him that day, right then and there, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, he saved him. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. Amen. There was three crosses there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One had sin on him. That was the one hanging in the middle. Thank you, Jesus. Two men had sin in them. The one in the middle didn't have no sin in him. He just had sin on him. He had me and your sin on him. Amen. And the one on the one side took the sin that was in him and put it on the Lord. There was only one man there that died with no sin. Amen. That was the thief, because Jesus died with sin on him, not in him, but on him. The other one died with sin in him and on him. Hallelujah. But we don't have to die in sin, and he has taken our sin upon him. I believe God today. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the Lord today. Lord, help me to believe you. Amen. To believe you for salvation. The devil will say, you ain't saved.
Listen, we make mistakes. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. We just don't need to make excuses for our mistakes. Instead of making excuses, repent of them. We make mistakes. Oh, you ain't saved. The Bible calls the devil the accuser of the brethren. It's just Jody, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah today, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to believe the Lord for our salvation today. Stand together with me this morning. I'm out of time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody here today is not saved. Maybe somebody here this morning is not right with God. Listen, I can't save you, but I believe God. This is 2018. I believe God. I know it ain't like it used to be. You know, old time saints of God, man. Those old saints of God that have gone on to glory, they believed God, church. They lived for God. But still, in 2018, God's the same. He ain't changed one bit. We live in a changed world, in an ever-changing world, but God hadn't changed. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother Sam, I need help to believe God more. I want God to help me to believe Him more. Would you just slip your hand up and say, pray for me, Brother Sam. God bless you. I see your hand. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Anybody else, don't be ashamed this morning. I need God to help me. I need the Lord to touch me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, brother. I see. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's gather in for a time of prayer this morning. Any of us that will, let's gather.